Chapter 15. The Great Declaration and the French Alliance. 145. Growth of the Spirit of Independence. The year 1776 is even more to be remembered for the doings of Congress than it is for the doings of the soldiers. The colonists loved England. They spoke of it as home. They were proud of the strength of the British Empire and glad to belong to it. But their feelings rapidly changed when the British government declared them to be rebels, made war upon them, and hired foreign soldiers to kill them. They could no longer be subjects of George III. That was clear enough. They determined to declare themselves to be independent. Virginia led in this movement, and the chairman of the Virginia delegation moved a resolution of independence. A committee was appointed to draw up a declaration. 146. The Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776. The most important members of this committee were Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. Of these, Jefferson was the youngest and the least known, but he had already drawn up a remarkable paper called A Summary View of the Rights of British America. The others asked him to write out a declaration. He sat down without book or notes of any kind and wrote out the Great Declaration in almost the same form in which it now stands. The other members of the committee proposed a few changes and then reported the declaration to Congress. There was a fierce debate in Congress over the adoption of the Virginia Resolution for Independence, but finally it was adopted. Congress then examined the Declaration of Independence as reported by the committee. It made a few changes in the words and struck out a clause condemning the slave trade. The first paragraph of the Declaration contains a short, clear statement of the basis of the American system of government. It should be learned by heart by every American boy and girl, and always kept in mind. The Declaration was adopted on July 4, 1776. A few copies were printed on July 5th with the signatures of John Hancock and Charles Thompson, President and Secretary of Congress. On August 2, 1776, the Declaration was signed by the members of Congress. 147. The Loss of Philadelphia, 1777. For some months after the Battle of Princeton, there was little fighting. But in the summer of 1777, Howe set out to capture Philadelphia. Instead of marching across New Jersey, he placed his army on board ships and sailed to Chesapeake Bay. As soon as Washington learned what Howe was about, he marched to Chadd's Ford, where the road from Chesapeake Bay to Philadelphia crossed Brandywine Creek. Howe moved his men as if about to attempt to cross the ford. Meantime, he sent Cornwallis with a strong force to cross the creek higher up. Cornwallis surprised the right wing of the American army, drove it back, and Washington was compelled to retreat. Howe occupied Philadelphia and captured the forts below the city. Washington tried to surprise a part of the British army which was posted at Germantown, but accidents and mist interfered. The Americans then retired to Valley Forge, a strong place in the hills not far from Philadelphia.